I guess I actually should flip it the other way from my experience rather than from the view of the sutta. So say I want to see the inner working of my mind. You know, what is it that I'm doing to keep generating certain thought patterns? Mm-hmm. But does my mind need to be really, really calm in order to see that? But see, I asked you from looking at the different steps, but now I'm asking a question based on my own experience. Right. So does it need to be really calm in order to see that? Or is there any way I can start working with that and contemplate impermanence?
Well, the thing is you contemplate on what your experience is and then start using it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Because if you start investigating,
yeah,
and you get really interested, you'll start to get calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can work back again and work through. So that there's it's not, again, that's why it's so important to sort of say, it's not a linear thing where you've got to get your 4 stars on the long breath before the whole body sort of thing. It's the whole thing is, I mean, it's a helpful tool to have a structure to follow. But yeah, you can start using the contemplation of impermanence or dispassion and then come back and start looking at the mental formations and seeing how, or bringing into an experience of gladdening the mind. And it doesn't mean you're just randomly hopping around, but what it does mean is you've got a whole lot of options for exploring the development of this mindfulness of breathing. The main thing that the thread that goes through everything is the in-breath and the out-breath. Breathing in, knowing, breathing out, knowing.